the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, and this is The Morning Announcements, the official podcast of theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to send me a note, simply send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to know more about theschoolofpodcasting.com and check out our tutorials and our audio tutorials and our message boards and everything else we have going out there, simply go to schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, on the show today, I'm going to address some questions that I've received. The number one question is, how do I contact somebody about swapping a promo? So what I thought I'd talk about is I thought I would answer that question. And number two, talk about some of the things about a promo. What is a promo? Do I need a promo? What should I do in my promo? Things of that nature. So that's what we're going to talk about today on the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
Hey there. Do you have a podcast or internet radio show and need hosting? If so, look no further than your good friends at SwitchPod.com. They'll hook you up with some hosting for free. That's right, for free. And all you have to do is sign up. So head on over to SwitchPod.com for all your podcast hosting needs. SwitchPod.com, your podcast hosting resource. www.switchpod.com.
Okay, now that is actually an advertisement for that company, SwitchPod. So let's think about it. A promo is simply an advertisement for your podcast. So let's think about what they said there. Number one, they address their audience. You know, are you someone who uses an internet radio station or a podcast? Well, and if that's you, you know your ears just went, why? I do. They answered, what makes them different? Well, you can sign up for free. Or why should I go listen to your podcast? In this case, why should I go visit SwitchPod? Well, according to them, it's free. And all you've got to do is sign up, they say. Then, you'll notice they repeated their name. Where do I get this stuff? And they, SwitchPod.com. So, you know, first of all, they had a question or something to say to identify the market. Then they said, what makes them different? Or why should I come? You know, in this case, why should I go there? But let's take it from a promo standpoint, because really, again, a promo is an advertisement for your podcast. So first of all, who are you talking to? And you want to say something that's going to maybe get their attention. Then number two, what am I going to gain by listening to your podcast? And you go, well, what do you mean gain? I just play music. Well, then you're going to hear the best blues music this side of the Mississippi. I don't know, something, right? And then number three, and a lot of people forget this, where can I get your podcast? Okay, so let's listen to another one.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to invite you to visit nursingstudio.net for the Nursing Studio podcast. It's geared mainly towards student nurses and covers diseases of the day, drugs that are frequently used in nursing practice, and more. So check us out, nursingstudio.net.
Okay, this one, which is what a lot of people do, you'll start off something with something to grab your attention, some sort of sound effect. And in this case, they had that. And so then she announced her website, and then she announced, now the thing that I noticed about this is when she went to tell us why we should go there. Number one, how do you get to be disease of the day? Today, tuberculosis, we'd like to recognize, thank you very much. And to all the other diseases, you know, better luck next time. She actually left in an and while I do my fair share of ums and you knows and things like that, I think if I had one in my promo, I would re-record it or simply go in and edit it. But that's just me. But she spoke to her target market. She told us where to go, kind of, right? That's such a weird phrase. She told us where to find her podcast. That's a better way to put that. And then why? What can we expect from that promo?
Live from Boston, it's The M Show.
Well, it's not really live, but it is 10 minutes of business talk and entertainment from Boston. We'll talk about some of the latest business topics, a quick talk section, and over in entertainment, we'll talk about DVDs and books that you should check out to feed your business brain. And don't worry, it's work safe and only 10 minutes. Check us out at themshow.com, www.themshow.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, that is a... I've heard of the M Show. I've never heard them. And I got to tell you, that promo worked for me. Number one, we know what the podcast is. It's about business talk. It's about entertainment. Now, what are the benefits of this podcast? Well, number one, I heard the phrase work safe. A lot of people listen to podcasts at work, yours truly included. So to say that it's work safe, that's kind of cool because Keith and the girl, not work safe, okay? they even spelled out their domain because if you think about it, their domain, the M Show, is actually themshow.com. So they spelled it out just to clear out any... So if you've got something funny where your website URL is different or you've come up with a cute spelling or things like that, you better clear that up. But so it's like, hey, are you interested in business and entertainment? It's 10 minutes long. It's work safe. And here's where you get it. Great promo. Now, they also used music. They did a good job. They've got this kind of energetic music behind them. And a lot of people will do a promo and the music is way, way too loud. So the rule of thumb that I use is I listen to it, and I actually, there are ways I can cheat to adjust the volume, but I basically bring it down to where I think it is, and then bring it down again, and then maybe down a little more. Because really, I would much rather have the volume, the background music, if you're using it, too low than too loud. If it's too loud, well then they can't hear your message, and if they can't hear the message, then they don't know why or why they should go or where they should go to get your podcast. And if your promo is a mixed nightmare, then probably your podcast is, and I'm not going to go hear it. So it is, in many cases, your first impression with potential listeners. So don't blow it by having the music too loud. Let's listen to one more, and then we'll call it quits.
Hello, I'm Dean Suhutsky, and my co-host is Rodney Reeves. Together, we host Detroit Jazz Stage.
Whether you prefer traditional jazz, bebop, straight ahead, or any stop in between, you can hear it at jazzstage.us. Listen to our show to discover the next Tommy Flanagan, Marcus Belgrave, Elvin Jones, or James Carter.
All right, that was a pretty decent promo. He again addressed... Are you interested in jazz? So if I was interested in jazz, I'd be like, okay. And then they played the different types. So that's, again, narrowing down. You're trying to identify the person you're listening to. And the person that you're listening to, if that is somebody... Now, I'm not interested in jazz, so when I heard that, I was like, ugh. But that's just me, you know? That's the great thing about podcasting. But the only thing I would do differently is they said their website name, and I'll be honest with you, it was something... It might have been DJ Jazz US. I think that was it. If it was me, and this is just a personal preference, people always say that they remember how you start off and they remember how you end. So if it was me, I would have flip-flopped where he said it, I think it was DJ Jazz US, where you'll find the next blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I would say, so if you're looking for the next blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, 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 find it at DJ Jazz US. I would end it with your website address, because if nobody heard anything else, they're going to probably catch the last 3 seconds because it's going to, by changing from your promo to the next thing, it's going to kind of jolt the listener anyway as to, oh, something has changed. What did I just hear? Oh, you heard their URL, their website address. That's just me. I was trying to find some bad promos, and I think most of the bad ones, now here's where I was looking. I was looking at kiptronic.com. I was looking at podcastpromos.com, and I'll play a promo for podcast promos at the end of this. And I went out to promos.podshow.com. Now, most of those are specifically geared towards Adam Curry to be played on the Daily Source Code. So almost everyone I saw out there was like, hey, Adam. So here, what makes a bad podcast promo? Number one, if you have somebody who has absolutely no energy in their voice and they just talk monotone, and they say, please come over to the school of podcasting.com and sign up, that's no good. Then my favorite is they'll take that same voice, and they'll talk, and then they'll put in some background music. Then you can't understand what the person is saying because the background music is so loud, you can't hear what they're saying. Please come over to my podcast at blah, 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 blah. All right, so that's it. Another thing is this, where they record, when you record a podcast, the recording level should be fairly decent. You don't want it above zero in your recording software, but you don't be afraid to get close to it, because otherwise it comes out sounding like this. So I'm talking now, but my recording level is so low that I had to go back later and boost the volume on it. But when you boost the volume, you also boost the hiss, so it sounds like this. How bad is that? And that, of course, leads to the other problem in promos, is where people have varying volume levels to where it's just annoying, and you're so distracted by the volume levels that you can't pay attention to what the person is saying. So it's loud music, and then it's soft speaking, and then it's just bad, and it's annoying. Are you thinking of starting a podcast? Are you a podcaster trying to take your podcast to the next level? Then check out The Morning Announcements. It's the official podcast of theschoolofpodcasting.com, available at schoolofpodcasting.net. Now, we provide tips on podcasting, promotion, as well as interviews with people in the podcasting world. The Morning Announcements is typically 15 minutes or less and is 100% work safe. Check us out at schoolofpodcasting.net. And until then, class dismissed. Alrighty, so there you go. There you heard what I just threw together, that promo, in about 20 minutes. It took me about 9 or 10 reads to get that right. I'm still not really happy with it. It's 32 seconds long, but I was sitting here listening to all these promos, and I thought, well, who are you, Mr. Big Shot Smarty Pants? Let's hear what you got, because I didn't have a promo. If you have a promo also, put that on your front page. Make it easy for people to find it. So I thought I would throw together a quick promo, and I did. It makes me sound like a hypocrite. I said I would probably end my promo with my website address, and instead I said my website address, paused, and then threw in that class dismissed. So again, I don't really like that promo. It's okay, and that would be one of my keys. Take some time to brainstorm about what makes your podcast different, and this goes back to what we kind of talked about before. Features and benefits. Those are the two key things here. So what the heck is the difference again, as we kind of wrap this up? Okay, a feature. Let's look at a car. Car, you've got a 6.5 liter engine. I'm not a car guy. 897 million horsepower engine. Okay, that's a feature. What's the benefit? You can go 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. Ah, now that I can relate to. That's cool. That's fast. That's sizzle. So features are accurate, right? But benefits sell. And they inspire emotion and feeling, and you can feel the hair whipping, you know, the hair whipping through the wind, or the wind whipping through your hair as you would drive that fast car. If it's a bicycle tire, it's made out of super duper rubber, blah blah blah, right? Made by some chemist. That's a feature. What's the benefit? Hey, your tire's not going to go flat. You know, so let's take this to the school of podcasting, okay? School of Podcasting right now has hundreds of resources. We're closing in on 400 resources, right? I've got 4 hours of tutorials. Those are features. What's the benefit? Well, you don't have to spend hours doing Google searches for resources. They're all in one spot. Okay? The tutorials. You know, okay, hours of tutorials. Big deal. Benefit. You can start learning about podcasting regardless of your skill level. I'm not even sure that's really... again, and here's the key. I'm proving my point, because I'm doing this right off the cuff, okay? Here's the key. If I really wanted to come up with my best benefits, don't get your computer going. Get away from your microphone. Get a piece of paper in front of you. And here's why. Why do you need paper and pen? Dave, it's the year 2006. Let's go high tech here. No. I'm telling you. Get some paper and a pencil and start writing down the features on the left-hand side, write down the benefits on the right. And when you do this, don't throw out any ideas, no matter how stupid it is. Just write them down. And by doing it in front of you visually, seeing it visually sometimes will spur your brain and your creativity. So keep that in mind. And then come up with the best ones. And then record those. And then because you'll have this big, long list, you'll have the ability to make a 30-second, maybe if you want, a 15-second, a 60-second, 90-second version of your promo. And that's why the really reason I don't like the one I just did, because I did that in about 20 minutes with just off the cuff thinking. So take some time, make your promo. It is really, in some cases, the first impression that people may have of your podcast. So with that, I'm going to shut up at this point. And I want to thank you. Yeah, you right there. The person there with the earbuds in, sitting in front of their computer with their speakers at work. You, thank you very much. Because if you've made it this far, you've listened to the whole thing. And I really, truly want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to send me any kind of feedback, say, hey, Dave, I like that show. schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. And, of course, you can always leave comments out at the show notes for the podcast. Now, again, for those of you keeping track at home, the podcast is schoolofpodcasting.net. You can go out and leave comments. If you want to learn more about the tutorials and the things I was talking about, that's schoolofpodcasting.com. So that's today's show about promos. They are handy. The one thing I have found, switching or swapping promos with like-typed podcasts many times, in my case, has led to interviews where you'll actually swap, you know, you'll be interviewed on their show and you'll interview them on your show. It's just cross promotion and it's easy. It's very easy to do. So best of luck with your promos and your cross promotion as we continue to publicize the revolution that is podcasting. So until we meet again, class dismissed.
Hey, podcasters, want to get your podcast promo played and help out your fellow podcasters at the same time? Well, you can by playing their promos in your own podcast. Post a link to your promo right now at www.podcastpromos.com and exchange promos with other podcasters. Hey, Pete Porter prudently peruses podcast promos at podcastpromos.com. Say that three times real fast. That's www.podcastpromos.com. Do it now.